Good afternoon, my name's Dominic Giannini and I'm bringing you a wrap-up of everything rural, catching you up on what you may have missed from the regions. Starting in Canberra, more leadership unease is brewing as rumours circle around the fate of Canberra Liberals leader Alistair Coe. Elizabeth Lee has been touted as a possible replacement in an attempt to give the party a more moderate facelift, with Mr. Coe often being criticised for being too conservative for Canberra. Miss Lee says she doesn't want it, while Shadow Minister Julia Jones told ABC Radio that the party room is behind Mr. Coe 100%. Coastal towns in northern New South Wales are facing extreme water shortages, while others are heading for their driest November on record. For the first time ever, the Mid-Coast Council, which covers Gloucester and the lower mid-north coast region, is imposing severe level 4 water restrictions as of Sunday. Both Port Macquarie and Grafton have recorded rainfall figures 60 to 70% below average, while industry leaders are saying that the dairy industry is in a state of crisis. Sydney will also face its toughest water restrictions in a decade as dam levels continue to drop. In Victoria, the Federal National Party has launched a campaign to pressure the state government to refer the Lake Buffalo expansion to the federal government for investigation. The Big Buffalo Dam would investigate increasing the existing dam capacity by 6% of the average annual flow of the Buffalo River. State opposition leader Peter Walsh says the water that has split at Lake Buffalo could be bolstering allocations this year and putting downward pressure on temporary water prices. The Tasmanian Planning Commission has rejected a controversial Chinese-backed resort on Tasmania's east coast amid concerns landowners had not given consent. The Commission found the Glamorgan Spring Bay Council's decision to initiate a planning amendment for the Cambria Green Resort was invalid, and that the proposal would now have to go back to square one. The proposed $140 million resort near Swansea now faces an uncertain future. And inmate lockdowns have skyrocketed in Tasmania, with the number of hours prisoners spend in lockdown having increased by more than 2,000%. A recent report revealed a 30% increase in inmate numbers over 5 years, as it was revealed that the Tasmanian Prison Service has not operated within its allocated budget for the last 5 years, requiring millions of dollars in additional funding. South Australia's Environment Protection Authority discovered an illegal waste dump in the state's southern Murraylands, as at least 12 waste transport companies dumped about 50,000 tonnes of commercial, industrial and demolition waste into the unlicensed dump. It has since been closed down. Up in the Kimberley, pastoral landholders say they're no closer to getting clarity on the details of a national park, more than 18 months after talks with the government and key stakeholders began. In 2017, the Labor government made promises to create more parks in the Fitzroy Valley, and the government says the final boundaries for the park are set to be finalised this month. The controversy lies around how the park's boundaries are going to be managed, with no details being released as of yet. With $8 billion of defence spending set to take place in the Northern Territory in the next decade, rural communities are calling for a bigger slice of the pie. Companies often come down from Darwin into Katherine and Alice Springs, but locals want to see more jobs being created rurally. And finally to Queensland, where high fees, regular changes to rules and regulations, and long wait times for mining tenure applications to be approved or renewed have been touted as creating the last generation of opal miners in central Queensland. Places like Opalton, which used to mine the mineral extensively, are growing desolate as new payments of thousands of dollars are hamstringing small miners trying to renew their leases. That's all for now from around Australia. I'm Dominic Giannini, and that was this week's regional wrap-up.